This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 28th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Unidentified bandits raided 4 villages in northwestern Nigeria on Sunday, November 20th, reports International Christian Concern. 120 people, including women and children, were abducted in the attack. Kidnapping is common, especially in the violence-ridden northern regions of Nigeria. Roving gangs of armed men seize people from farms and villages to extract ransom money from their relatives. On Thanksgiving night, Focus on the Family, based in Colorado Springs, Colorado, was the target of vandalism and a message which blamed the Christian ministry, founded by Dr. James Dobson, with the murder of 5 people on November 19th in a Colorado Springs homosexual bar, reports the Christian Post. Spray-painted in black, above the Focus on the Family sign against a rock wall, are these words, quote, "Their blood is on your hands. 5 lives taken, end quote. Then, below the sign, the vandals spray-painted a ridiculously irrelevant Bible passage suggesting that Focus on the Family is a group of false apostles, which Paul warned against. The graffiti quoted from 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 and 15, which says, "Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." The graffiti has since been covered up by plastic sheets. In response, Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, said, quote, "We recognize the community is hurting in the aftermath of the reckless and violent actions of a very disturbed individual. This is a time for prayer, grieving, and healing, not vandalism and the spreading of hate. Focus on the Family is privileged to be one of many organizations in our city positioned to help and support the needs of struggling individuals and families," end quote. Daly concluded, quote, "The families of the 5 individuals killed in Saturday night's senseless attack are in our prayers. We urge everyone to pray for peace, and we also pray for the individual or group responsible for this mischievous and unwarranted defacing of our ministry's property," end quote. As the Worldview reported last Friday, Anderson Aldrich, the 22-year-old gunman in custody, has revealed that he is non-binary and prefers they-them pronouns. So the absurd allegation against Focus on the Family falls flat. Kerry Lake, the 2022 Arizona Republican nominee for governor, tells Republican Governor Doug Ducey and Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs to think, quote, "long and hard," end quote, before certifying the election, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
They're dragging their feet. They don't want to give us the information, so we're asking the courts to force them to give us information. This is not our main case. When our main case drops, they will hear it. Trust me, they will hear it. And they better think really hard before Ducey and Hobbs sign their John Hancock to that certification. They better think long and hard about what they know about what happened in this election. We have whistleblowers coming forward and at least one smoking gun in it. And we will not stand here and watch them make a mockery of our sacred vote.
According to the Epoch Times, Hobbs leads Lake by 16,000 votes, with 99% of the vote now counted. Only 0.9% of American households in 2021 were headed by a homosexual couple, in which 2 people of the same sex were either married to each other or in an intimate relationship with each other, according to newly released data from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. Among the possible answers were, quote, "same-sex husband, wife, spouse," and "same-sex unmarried partner." If one of these boxes was checked in the response, the household was deemed a homosexual couple household. None of the 50 states had a number of homosexual couple households that accounted for more than 1.4% of their total. South Dakota, with 0.4%, had the lowest percentage of homosexual couple households. At 1.4%, Hawaii led all the states with the highest percentage of homosexual couple households. And at 2.5%, the District of Columbia exceeded all of the states for its percentage of homosexual couple households. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and his faux husband, Chasen, were among the couples in Washington, D.C. that pushed that percentage so high in our nation's capital. However, as of July of this year, they moved to Traverse City, Michigan, to be closer to Chasen's parents, who will help with the child care of their adopted twins, reports the Detroit Free Press. Leviticus 18:22 warns, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." And finally, while some pro-lifers are pleased that new data shows surgical abortions decreased slightly in 2020, the significant increase in the use of abortion pills is raising concern, reports the Christian Post. The data, released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, recorded 620,327 legally induced abortions reported to the organization from 49 reporting states. According to the data, the number of abortions and the abortion rate fell by 2% from 2019 to 2020. Michael New, an associate scholar at the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, said the number of chemical abortions in which mothers swallow abortion pills increased by 17.9% between 2019 and 2020. The percentage of all abortions that were chemical abortions increased from 43.7% to 53.4%. Whether the child in the womb is killed by surgical abortion or chemical abortion, the biblical mandate is the same. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.